hundreds of current and former students of St. Daniel Komboni Secondary School gathered at the Komboni School compound last night to celebrate their teachers. The alumni awarded 20 teachers for their selfless efforts to impart knowledge on pupils at the school for more than 3 decades. The school headmaster, Emmanuel Ladu, who is also a former student of the school, praised the school's alumni for coming up with an initiative to honor their teachers as part of the International Teachers' Day. Ladu says due to low salaries and poor working condition, many teachers in South Sudan have moved to other professions.
Komboni Secondary School is one of the schools renowned all over the country. It has fought for its name based on the peak of academic excellence due to hard work and determination from both the students of St. Daniel Komboni and these historic teachers who are now seated here today. It is because of you today that some of us have done what we are. It is because you have molded us well. It is because you have prepared us to face the current challenges.
Priscilla Bayo, UNICEF nutrition specialist and a Komboni alumnus of 1987, returned from Nigeria to celebrate the teachers' recognition event in Juba. Bayo commended Komboni Secondary School teachers for playing a critical role in her education and shaping her into the person she is today.
I want to assure you that we are here, or we are who we are today, because of you. Among the Komboni alumni who are here in the room, we have doctors, we have engineers, we have teachers, we have all the caliber. But today we came to honor you, our teachers. And I think this is the first time such occasion is being organized. And it is my prayer that it will continue.
Thomas Swakapol, a representative of Komboni alumni, says teachers should be celebrated every day for their selfless services. Paul says teachers in South Sudan are not respected, and it is time that former Komboni students give back by supporting schools and teachers who have sacrificed their time to teach them despite difficult working conditions.
Today's teachers are being neglected, especially in South Sudan. So we come together as the Komboni alumni to honor them and then to restore the dignity of the teachers for what they have done for us. The event is going to be there for our lifetime. I feel so thrilled today, and then there is a mixed feelings, feeling of joy and then feeling of sadness because we lose so many colleagues.
Among the Komboni teachers who received certificates of honor were Joseph Odengo, Malkori Lagu, Francis Luala, the late Juanita Ngun, and Sister Lily of the Komboni Missionary. Odengo, who taught at St. Daniel Komboni Secondary School for more than 20 years, expressed his appreciation to the alumni for the initiative.
A long time we have been calling for the alumni to come in and do something to help the school. And now that they have opened their eyes and chosen to come in, it is very welcome. Because together they have brothers, sisters, and some have children with us in the school. They talk to their children. That was my former teacher. This was so.
St. Daniel Komboni is a Catholic private school founded by missionary Daniel Komboni in the 1980s in what was then Southern Sudan. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.